thing. And now he's broken. And brokenness is the pathway to God. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the brokenhearted. Blessed are the contrite. Blessed are those who've lost their way in thinking they can get their act together. And who are willing to say, I need God. You look at this passage, this guy doesn't have his act together, but he knows one thing. He doesn't. And he knows he needs God. And God says, that's the person that I can begin to work with. I don't tell St. Peter jokes often, but this one is good. A man dies and goes to heaven. Of course, St. Peter meets him at the pearly gates, and St. Peter says, here's how it works. You need 100 points to make it into heaven. You tell me the good things you've done, and I give you a certain number of points for each item, depending on how good it was. When you reach 100 points, you get in. Okay, the man says. I was married to the same woman for 50 years and never cheated on her, not even in my heart. That's wonderful, says St. Peter. That's worth 3 points. 3 points, he says. Well, I attended church all my life and supported its ministry with my tithe and service. Terrific, says St. Peter. That's certainly worth a point. 1 point. I started a soup kitchen in my city and I worked in a shelter for homeless veterans. Fantastic. That's good for 2 more points, he says. 2 points, the man cries. At this rate, the only way I'm going to get into heaven is by the grace of God. And St. Peter says, bingo, 100 points, come on in. Paul was a Pharisee turned tax collector. In the spring of 56 in his writings, and I got this from Matt Boda, so if this isn't right, then tell Matt next week when he preaches that he's a heretic. In the spring of 56, Paul said, I am the least of the apostles. In the fall of 60, Paul said, I am the least of all God's people. And in the fall of 62, Paul wrote, I am the worst of sinners. Descending into his own imperfection and realizing, I just need God's perfection. Someone has said, it is the saints who have a sense of sin. The sense of sin is a measure of the soul's true awareness of God. And so Paul says in Philippians 3:8-9, I've lost all those things that I used to use to measure our spirituality. I've chucked them all. I consider them rubbish. The real word for rubbish is a word I can't use in church. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in Him. What? Not having a righteousness of my own because I go to church, tithe, serve, love people. Not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness that comes from God is by faith. I want you to think about the evangelical church, our tradition. Think about any church. What type of spirituality have we bred? How many people link God's love to their performance spiritually? How many people in this country think today they're going to get into heaven because they're going to be good enough? Paul says, I've lost all of that, but I have found righteousness in Christ because He died for me. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the spirituality of imperfection. And so, this quote on the screen says it all. The more we are content with our own poverty, the closer we are to God. Poverty is the door to freedom, spiritual poverty. Finding nothing in ourselves, we know that there is nothing in ourselves worth defending. So we go out of ourselves, therefore, and rest in Him. Who is our hope? The spirituality of imperfection. Thanks for inviting me back to Woodinville Alliance Church. I end by saying, I'm sorry, Salem Alliance Church. For 2 years, I went to Woodinville, and on Sunday mornings I used to get up and say, "Welcome to Salem Alliance Church." And so this morning, I leave you with Larry Crabb's quote from The Safest Place on Earth. May this be Salem Alliance Church. A spiritual community, a church, is full of broken people who cannot make it alone. These broken people journey together with their wounds and worries and washouts visible. They leave their comfort zones. It is terrifying to do so. It seems so weak, so unnecessary, so morbid and self-criticizing. We often hear that brokenness is the pathway to a deeper relationship with God, but we rarely see it modeled. I sometimes think that we want others to believe that we know God by demonstrating how unbroken we are. Let's be a spiritual community full of broken people who cannot make it alone. The only true perfection available to us is the honest acceptance of our imperfection. Would you bow your heads? That may be one of the oldest prayers in the history of the church, prayed by the tax collector. Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Would you say it out loud with me this morning? Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. One more time and just mean it from your heart. Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
Let's continue this prayer with our closing song. Would you stand as we sing together?
The presence of His glory, blameless and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority, both now and for all time. Amen. Go in peace.